I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories now related to the global coronavirus pandemic. The World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China visited a hospital on Saturday in the central city of Wuhan. It's where some of the early coronavirus patients were treated. The visit is part of a discovery mission that has been tightly controlled by the Chinese hosts. On its second day, after 2 weeks in quarantine, the team went to the hospital where doctors had collected samples from patients suffering from an unidentified pneumonia in late 2019. Johnson & Johnson says that its single-dose vaccine was 66% effective in preventing COVID-19 in a large global trial against multiple variants. In the trial of nearly 44,000 volunteers, the level of protection against moderate and severe COVID-19 varied from 72% in the United States to 66% in Latin America and just 57% in South Africa, from where a worrying virus has spread. Novavax expects to produce up to 150 million COVID-19 vaccine doses monthly by May or June, its chief executive told Reuters after reporting data that showed its shot to be 89% effective in a UK trial. The company's CEO said Novavax expects to complete the clinical trial for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine in the next few weeks, but is already working on manufacturing to be able to reach full production capacity quickly. And Taiwan's government on Saturday reported the island's first death from COVID-19 since May, as it battles a small and unusual outbreak of locally transmitted cases. It was a woman in her 80s. And this is VOA News. Now for some other news making headlines around the world today. Indian farmers began a one-day hunger strike on Saturday in protest against new agricultural laws. The strike follows a week of clashes with authorities that left one dead and hundreds injured. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped at protest sites on the outskirts of the capital, New Delhi, for over 2 months. They're angry at what they see as laws benefiting large private buyers at the expense of producers. The United Arab Emirates has adopted amendments that would allow the Gulf state to grant citizenship to investors and other professionals, including scientists, doctors, and their families, the government said on Saturday. Travelers to Iran from Europe will be required to self-quarantine for 2 weeks after testing negative upon arrival, a health official said Saturday. Travelers from other regions, including neighboring countries, will have to have tested negative before arrival in the country, a spokesman for the National Coronavirus Task Force said on state TV. Myanmar's military on Saturday said it would protect and abide by the country's constitution and act according to law, amid concerns in the country that the armed forces might attempt to seize power. In an official statement, the military said recent remarks by its top generals about abolishing the constitution were misinterpreted by media and some other organizations. Vietnam reported 34 new COVID-19 infections early on Saturday in its latest coronavirus outbreak, and it seeks to accelerate procurement of vaccines. Of the new cases, 32 were detected in Haidong Province, which is the epicenter, and 2 in neighboring Quang Ninh Province, the Minister of Health said in a statement. It added that the country has recorded more than 1,700 cases since the disease was detected a year ago. The trade between Dubai and Israel has reached 1 billion dirham, or $270 million, over the last 5 months. The Dubai Media Office said on Saturday, Israel and the United Arab Emirates agreed in August to normalize diplomatic relations. And Ireland was not consulted by the European Commission before it briefly sought to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause related to Northern Ireland, Ireland's European Affairs Minister said on Saturday. The EU abruptly reversed the plan to use the Article 16 clause to restrict exports after there was an uproar in Northern Ireland, London, and Dublin. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.